Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Yud. We are on Chulin Daf Yud. We actually made it to the daf yesterday, and we will start in a minute with Tznan Haslam on the fifth or sixth line on Yudim and Aleph. But first, let's talk about the sugya that came up, the important line of Chamira Sakanta Meyisura. That was the discussion that we got into based on the case where the Gemara brought up on the bottom of Teslam and Aleph, the Gemara brought up the Tosefta in Trumas, where if I see a little rodent, a little animal eating from a fruit or eating from a watermelon, we have to be worried that there was a snake that had been there previously, and the same spot that this rodent is eating from, the snake was eating from. So the Gemara says over there, so we are choshesh that Shema b'makom nekev nikav. We're worried. So why not in the previous case by Shechita? Why are we worried also in terms of Isurim, that there was a previous problem, and this is a trefa? Or not worries. The Gemara says, don't compare Sakana to Isura. Really, is that true? What about Tuma? What about other contexts? And finally, we said in the last case, we proved that there's a difference between Sakana and Tuma, and you can go by Rove when it comes to, Sakana and Isurim. You can go by Rove when it comes to Isurim and Tuma and Tara. If there's a Rove, people that would not have been metame a certain case, but Shein Kein, for the Sakana, for my Megulim, you'd always be Choshesh. So the principle of Chemir Sakata Meisura, first of all, the source for that, quoted by some of the Achronim, is V'dishmarta Me'od L'Nafsho Sechen. There's an important Lashon in the Aruch HaShulchan. It's the Shulchan Aruch also, but the Aruch HaShulchan expands upon it, in Kuftah Zayin. Kuftah Zayin in Yerideya is the Simin about Dvarim HaAsura Mishum Sakana. And the Gemara there, and the Aruch HaShulchan says there, Kishem she'asur lecho v'lishtos davar isur, kemo chein, asur lecho v'lishtos davar shel sakana. Just like it's asur to eat isur, it's asur to eat anything dangerous. Umargala b'shas. And Shas says it all over. What does he quote? Chulin Daf Yud. He quotes our Gemara. Chamir, sakanta chamir me'isura. V'harik siv v'achas dimchem l'nafsho seichem et rosh. V'ksiv, v'nishmartim ma'od l'nafsho seichem. You shall guard your souls. And even though the pashas of that pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, don't do Avodah Zarah, but Chazal expand that to mean that we have to keep healthy and we have to make sure that we don't hurt ourselves. V'chol ma'abed atzmo l'adaz e'en l'chelok olam haba. V'olam al yamed atzmo b'makam sakana lomar she'asu lo nes. Read all these halachas. D'shem alo yasu lo nes. V'chulu. And so that's the source. We have to guard ourselves mishum sakana. And then the first one mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch there is the halacha of mayim gluyim. Bizman hashas hayagilui mashkim shedesgalu. We're worried about a snake coming in and depositing his venom. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch though even says, and the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this, that's what I have open now, that the Achshav Shein Nechashim Mitzim Beinedu, according to Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that even though, because snakes are not common, there are no snakes that are commonly put venom into drinks, so this halacha doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Right, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah points out, don't you say, that, I think it's Lamed Hey, I don't have it here, don't we say that, Darish Meminyan Sarach Minyan Achalatiro, don't we say generally that if a reason does not apply to a halacha, then we're not allowed to change the halacha, even though the reason doesn't apply, taking medicine on Shabbos, and Yontif Sheni, and so there are men, why can we say that this changes? So Tosas points out there are sometimes exceptions to that rule, and the exception is formulated as that even originally, when the law was made, there are exceptions. We're not changing, but even originally, Tosfos says, even originally in the place where there were no snakes, that Gzeira didn't take hold. There wasn't a low plug originally. It was only specifically B'makam Sheish Nechashim. So even originally, B'makam Sheish Nechashim, there was no Gzeira. So too, in this case as well, B'zman Sheish Nechashim, then the Gzeira doesn't apply. So another example of this is the first Daf in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, where all the Rishonim ask, the first Mishnah in Avodah Zarah talks about doing business with non-Jews close to their holidays. So the Shaila is, how do we do business with Bizman Hazeh? Right, Sunday is their holiday, they all go to church. So how do we do business? And according to there are some Tanaim that say, you can't do business for 3 days before, 3 days after. So according to that Tanaim, Rabbi Shmuel, you can never do business with them. And even on the real, December 25th, whatever it is, we do business with all of them. So how is it possible that we just forget this this Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, this halacha? So one of the answers the Rishonim give is that there aren't real Ovdei Kochavim today, or even if there are really Ovdei Kochavim, there aren't really Ovdei Kochavim that are molded to their God for the business deal that they had. Two formulations of the Rishonim. But in either case, the Meiri asks there, on Daf Beis and Avodah Zarah, why don't we say, just because the halacha doesn't, the reason doesn't apply, so he says the same thing that Tosfos later on in Masechet Avodah Zarah says. Meiri says, on Daf Beis, that even originally, the Gzera didn't apply to non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Or to people who wouldn't be modeled le'edam, because of the deal. So again, this is an example also you have of Maim Gluyim, but this is the source in Simen Kuf Tes Zayin in Yaradeya for Dvarim Sha'asur Mishum Sakana. But if it's real, Mamash Sakana, not Maim Gluyim, it's Sakana Bizmanazah, so then Halacha would apply to, two important ramifications of this Halacha. First of all, does Bittel apply to Dvarim Ha'asur Mishum Sakana? So what are the reflections of Chumrah? We know Sakana, we're going to have tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf is the source in Shas for Rove. So we'll get to, we'll talk about a little bit about Bittel as well. Following a Rove, Bittel Barov, and later on we'll get to Bittel Bashishim in the Masechta. So the halacha is that Isurim are Bata. What about Sakana? So that's a Machlokas Achronim. Whether Sakana is Mavuta. What's Sakana? So the Gemara says, another area of something to talk about, it comes up elsewhere as well, fish and meat. Fish and meat that the Gemara assumes that it's Asur Mishum Sakana. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and there the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have the heter of Mayim Gluyim. He just quotes it. So that's why Ruba de Ruba of the Poskim say, even if we don't understand the Sakana, that it still applies, because that's not one of the gzeiras that they asked only in certain situations. That's a low plug zera. So there's a major machlokas achronim. Does bittel apply to fish and meat? Does bittel apply? That's the shiloh of Worcester sauce. Worcester sauce has a little fish in it. So the question is, can you give a hashkacha if there's such a tiny little, a percentage of fish? So the OU paskins that, like there is bittel. If it's such a tiny, tiny amount. Because there's a certain shear, the point oh, I forgot the exact amount, a very tiny shear that they say, if it's such a little bit, so that is batel. So that is batel. And not only bittel, do you apply the principle of ein mevat l'nesol l'chachila, that you ought to do l'chachila to give a hashgacha, knowing that they're going to do it for you. And is that called ein mevat l'nesol l'chachila?
Right.
Is it ein mevat l'nesakana l'chachila? So it's not just Isser, but it's Asr Mishum Sakana, it becomes Asr, but at root it's Sakana. So that's a separate issue also, asking a Hashkacha agency to give a Hashkacha, is that included in Bittul HaSachachila, even for Yisurim? And this is another step removed, which is Sakana. Okay, that's one place where we see Sakana might be more Chamor.
Because like we talked a couple of days ago about Pesach.
Right.
So it wasn't
Isser. So this, when it went in, but they're giving a Hashkacha, just OU, it doesn't say OU fish. Sometimes you have one of the omega orange juices says, oh, you fish. So then you know. But here it just says, oh, you on it. It has little, fish ingredients. Okay, number one. Number two is another issue, and that is, what if somebody says, I don't really care. I'm being misakin myself. From a swimship sakana. So first of all, it's no longer a sakana, it turns into an avera. Once Chazal asserted it, then you can say, forget sakana, it's an avera. What if a person has that attitude? So, there's an important Rambam and Radvaz that has come up before. The Rambam says, where's the Rambam? Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, the end of Perek Yud Ches. The context of the Rambam is, Ein Adam Meisim Asma Rasha. A person cannot come to Bezdin and admit that he did an avera. I ate treif, please whip me. I was Machal Shabbos, I deserve to die. A person comes to Bezdin, you know what we do? We throw him out of court. Ein adam meisam asma rasha. Says the Rambam, Gzeres akasavi, shein mamisin bezdin v'lo malkin es ha'adam b'hudayas piv. El api shnei edim. You need two witnesses. V'zeh shaharag Yoshua, Achan, v'david l'gera maleki. And the fact that Yoshua killed Achan, the beginning of Yoshua, and David killed the Gera Maleki that admitted that he killed Shaul, different versions of what exactly happened to the Navi. Harasha Haisa. It was a Harasha. Odin Malchus Haya. Right? It was a one-time thing. But generally, Aval Sanhedrin, Ein Mamisa V'lo Malkin Amode Ba'avera Shema Nitrifa Daito B'davar Zeh. Maybe he's gone crazy. Shema Min Ha'amelin Mare Nefesh Ha'machakim Lamus. Shehem tamid tokin charebos bebitnam. They spear themselves. Umashlichen atzman me'ala gagos. Kach ze yavo v'yomar davar shlo asa k'dei shiharig. People, he's depressed. V'klol shol davar gzeres melachi. That's the svar, but really it's gzeres hakasav. Ein adam meisam asal rasha. But on that Rambam, the Radvaz says, V'yefshel lo aseis ksas tam. Lefi she'ein nafsho shel adam kinyano ela kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's nefesh does not belong to themselves. Los to Hashem, where it's on loan. She'nemer ha'nefashos li'heina. Hilkach lo to'el hoda aso b'davar she'ein shelo. Unbelievable. Right? Hey, this is davar she'ein shel chas. Therefore, how could you admit? Malkus palga demisahi. And Malkus also, it's like the Gemara says, Malkus Malkamisa Omedes. Ava Mamona Hushalo. But Mamonis works, that's why Odos Pal Dekbe Edom Dami. Vichi Ehechi Dein Adam Rashayla Harogas Asmo, Kach Ein Adam Rashayla Hodos Alatsmo, Shasa Aveir Shachai Valamisa, Vichi Ein Nafsho Kinyano. Right, that's what, and then he says at the end, Vim Kozeh, Ani Modesh is the Exeris Akasif. Okay, Vein Lahara. They both give reasons, they don't want to be caught in it, and they say, you know what, okay, if you don't like this reason, Exeris Akasif. It's the Rambam and the Radvaz right there, in the end of the 18th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Right, the Rambam repeats it in Hilchos Rotseach, where he talks about Dvaram Shazur Mishub Sakana, Harbi Dvaram Asum Achacham and Bnei Sakana Safashis, V'chala Over Alei, V'omer Hanim Rehani Misakin Atzmi, V'malachir Malai, B'kach, V'eni Makpid, Makanos V'makas Marzus. So you give it rabbinic lashes, but they're not allowed to say that. But that's Dvarma Asurim Mishum Sakana. Okay, Chamira Sakata Misura, there's a lot more there, but we will now continue. Says the Gemara, Tznan Hasam. The Mishnah says in Mesechus Trumos, sixth line on Yud Amid Aleph. Gimel Mashkin Asur Mishum Gilui. There are three liquids that are Asur Mishum Gilui for being left over, because there are three liquids that we assume that a snake might have dropped his venom into. Mayim V'yayin V'chalav, water, wine, and milk. Does gluyim apply lamaisa bizman hazeh? So Rova Poskim say no. Shulchan Aruch says no. The Gra was very makbid for it though. In Maisa Rav, they quote the Gra that was very makbid for mayim gluyim. He says one time, it's quoted there in the footnotes in Maisa Rav, that there was a Talmud that always brought the Gra water in the morning, I guess for his first drink. The Gra didn't sleep much. I don't know what the first meant. He only slept 4 hours every 24. One out of every six. So he slept that, so he did it. 1-5, 1-5, 1-5. So whatever, the drink in the morning, one time the Talmud brought the Gra, and afterwards the Gra had tremendous headaches. He didn't feel well. And, he asked his Talmud, he says, was that Mayim Gluyim? So Talmud, he didn't hold on. And finally he admitted that, yeah, that morning he couldn't go to the well, and it was raining, whatever it was, and he brought the water, and the girl felt it. The girl was very upset because he was mocked for it. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the message that he was mocked for it, and he felt the difference. So my wife, so b'mikra din, many don't. What about if it's in the fridge? We assume that's not galui, even if it's galui in the fridge. If there's any type of cover on it. Even those who are machmer for it. So, mayim v'yayin v'chalav, water, wine, or milk. Kama yishuv yu asurin. How long does it have to remain uncovered by itself for you to be choshesh? Kedei sheyetzi harachash, mimakam kar v'yishteh. So that a creepy crawly, a rachash, a snake, could come from a place close by a drink. V'kama makam karov, how, what's a close place? Amar v'yislav reid of Yehuda, kedei sheyetzi mitachas ozen kli. So that it goes out from under the handle, hiding under the handle of a kli, v'yishteh. And drinks. Yishta hakachazilei. So what's the whole issue? Mayim gluyim. If you see him drinking, elosha yishta v'yachzor luchuro. No, the enough time that he has to drink it and go back to his hole. So therefore, you won't know about it. You won't know that he did it, and that's the chash. Okay, a couple of seconds even. Okay, itmar says the gemara machlokas amora. Hashochet pesakav nimseis paguba. We've had all different types of cases already. So if you shech with a shakan trefa, shakan avodah zara. So now we have, let's say you shecht it from a knife, and it says paguma. What exactly is the case? Shirazi explains, you shecht the knife right before shechita. After shechita right away, you did not shecht the knife. You checked it a little while later. So you don't know what happened. What's the issue? You checked it right before shechita. So the question is, when did it get a pagam? That is the shaila. So Amar Rav Huna, afilu shiber ba atzamos kal hayom psula. Even if after the shechita you broke bones with this knife, so there's a very good chance that it happened after the shechita, still pasul. Still the first shechita is nifsal, if you didn't check it right afterwards. Well, not if you didn't check it right afterwards. If when you checked it now, it's nifgam. So we assume that it happened beforehand. Why? Chashinan shema ba'or nifgama. We assume that maybe on its way in to do the shechita, the first level of skin that it cuts, so we assume that it got a pagam, it got a nick because of that skin. Even though the skin is pretty soft, but we assume it got a nick then. For Rav Chisda, Amar Ksheira, Rav Chisda says no kosher. Shema be'etzem nifkema. Maybe it broke be'etzem, right? With the etzamos that you were with all day, which was after the shechita. Or even the etzem, we'll get to after, even the etzem of the animal itself, if you continued going all the way through, past the simanim. So, machlokas Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, what happens if you find the knife nifkema? The Rush points out that if you never checked, what if the knife got lost? The knife got lost afterwards, then it would be kosher. Because you checked it right beforehand. Checked it right beforehand, and therefore the knife would be kosher. But it's only now that you have a pagam in front of you, is there a problem. So the Rush says here, again, the Rush is, as we've said, crucial on this pesachta. The Rush says, Hecha debadak hasakin tchila, v'ne'evar hasakin kodem shebadku achar shchita. If you lost the knife, shchita sakshera. As long as you check right beforehand. We're not choshesh that it was ba'ar nifkema only if you see a reyesa right now. Only if you see a reyesa right now would that be a problem. So this is a machlokas. So, bishlama Rav Huna. Fine, Rav Huna is machmir kishmaitzei because he holds like his shita. What's his shita? Yesterday we had Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one that said, Behema b'chayeha b'cheskas Yisrael medes until it's undone with a heter. And Behema, after it checked that it's b'cheskas heter, unless it's undone with a cheskas, with an iser. That was Rav Huna talking yesterday. So Rav Huna holds, unless you know there was a positive shita done, then it's a problem. So here too, Rav Huna would answer because kishmaise like his shita. Ela Rav Chisda maitaima omer lacha. So you can move up if it's easier. Amar lecha, etzem vadai pogame. No, this is the svara for Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, who says it's mutter, says that etzem, the bone after the shechita, is a much harder material, vadai pogame. That for sure would create a nick. And or, suffik pogame, suffik lo pogame. Or his skin is much softer. Maybe he created the nick on the way in, maybe not. Havi suffik uvadai, vein suffik mosi midei vadai. The skin creating the nick is only a suffik. The bone creating the nick is a vadai. Ain suffik mosi midei vadai. The Rashmi here says that this is not the usual type of suffik and vadai usage. Usually, suffik mosi midei vadai is a clash between factors. Suffik and vadai. And then you say a suffik doesn't beat out a vadai. You have in terms of bedika, like we discussed yesterday. So, it's like most of the vadai, they go against each other. Here it's unusual. Here we're talking about two things that we don't know which thing happened. Two chshashos. Did this one happen? Did that one happen? So the Rashba says, suffik uvadai shenemru kan, lo nemru al derech rov suffik uvadai shenemru betalmud. Shaha vadai machish es ha-suffik. Vaha suffik machish es ha-vadai. That's the usual. Aval kan, ain suffik machish es ha-vadai. The efshar la'or shepagam, the efshar la'esam shepagam. The efshar shashneim pagmo es ha-sakin. You have no idea. V'hacha hachi mefarshin alay. Ein manichin es ha-matsui lefgom. V'tolin b'mishe eno matsui lefgom. V'etzem matsui lefgom. It just means common. Vada here means very common. And suffik means not so common. But it's not the usual suffik and vadai like we have in other contexts in Shas. It's important Rashma just to understand the shak levitaria of the Gemara. Okay, so that's why we have in this machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Again, if you check the knife after the shechita, a little bit after, if you check the knife right after the shechita, you still don't know. Rashi says there was a little time. Rashi on the third wide line, according to the svar that we're saying now, could even be, I'm going to have this on Amud Beis too, even if you check right after the shechita, you still don't know how it broke, how it got a nick, right after the shechita, right before the shechita. So, if you, exactly, we're gonna get to that, if you went all the way through. But this is machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. So masav Rava l'siyui l'Rav Huna. So Rava says, I wanna bring a riot to Rav Huna. Right, Rav Huna, who is the machmer shita. Rav Huna says, even if he broke bones the entire day, still, we have to be worried that it was the skin on the way in. So Rava says, I'll bring you a raya. Taval va'alav v'nimsa alav davar chotzeitz. If somebody went to the mikvah, and after he came out of the mikvah, he or she came out of the mikvah, they find a davar chatzitza. They find some type of halachic interference on them, and they don't know if it came on them afterwards, or it was on there before when they did the tefillah. So af al pishin is asik v'oso amin kolayam kulo. Even though he was osing in that min the entire day after the tefillah. Right, even though, and there's a good chance that it came afterwards, lo also lo tefila, ashe yomer lo, still the tefila does not work, ashe yomer, bari li shelo haya alai kodem lachein. Until he says for sure that it was not upon me beforehand. Bari li shelo haya alai kodem lachein. That's the Brisa. Right? That's the Tava V'alav Nimsa V'alav Davar Chotzeis. So, same kind of thing here. V'ya hacha devadai taval Safik havi alaya, Safik lo havi alaya. He vade went to the mikvah. It's a Safik when the chatzitza was there. V'kasi Safik, a moti b'de vadai. So here again, it's Safik moti b'de vadai. So isn't this a raya to Rav Huna? That you say Safik, meaning the thing that's less of a chance, still we're worried for. So the Gemara answers, Shiny hasam, de'ikalamimar hamin tamay al ches kaso. V'emalo taval. No, this is different, because there's a cheskas tuma. Cheskas tuma, and maybe he did go to the mikvah. So I'm going to say one second. Hakanami, hemi behema cheskas vehema lo nishkuta. The behema also has a cheskas isser, like we mentioned yesterday. Cheskas isser, so what's the difference? Where's the one second? Are you shkuta lofanecha? But what do you mean? The animal shefted in front of you. So hakanami, are you tovel lofanecha? It's tefillah, the guy was tovel in front of you. So, ha isila de beirusa. No, there's a problem with this tefillah. Hakanami isla de beirusa. So what's the difference between all the cases? So again, isn't this a raya to Rav Hunua? Back to the raya. So finally the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Sakit Israi behema lo Israi. Where is the problem? Where's the problem? So you might have just said logically, there's a problem in both cases. Where I said, no, you gotta look at what type of problem it is. One is a problem in the knife. If there's a problem in the knife, then we're talking about the problem of the knife affecting the animal. That's one step removed. Over there by the mikvah, it's behema, I'm sorry, and the animal is not, so it's one step removed. By the mikvah, the issue is that there's a chatzitza on the person. So it's direct. So if it's direct, so therefore one could be machmir here and mekel there, don't compare the two cases. Okay, that is the case. But there's a lot to talk about here in the Rishonim related to this comparison between mikvah and shchita. Yeah?
If you compare the mikvah to the knife, the animal and the person are comparable.
Alright, so we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that right now. We're going to get to that right now. But even before that, just one other ha'ara, one smaller ha'ara, and then the major discussion of the Rishonim here. And that is the Rashba just points out that to make it parallel to the shchita case, just like the shchita case we're talking about, he checked right beforehand, because if not, then the thing is for sure, you have to be machmir. The Rashba says here, there was chafifa done beforehand, before the tefillah. There was preparation for the mikvah done, because if there was no chafifa done beforehand, so then for sure you have to be worried that there was a chatzitza beforehand. But in my week, you go, shechafav kodim tefillah, tilo chafav afilo nimsal of the rechotzis lo tefillah. Right, it must be that he did chafifa in order to create the parallel, but umayri narmi bishalo chafav samach latfila. If he checked right before he went into the mikvah, then for sure it's okay. Why? Because there's no parallel here. Oh, right before he went into the mikvah, when did the chatzitza get there? There was no time. By the shechita, you can be worried about ba'ar nifkama. But here, there is no ba'ar nifkama parallel. So therefore, you have to say it was a case where he did the chafifa, but not the second before the mikvah. Okay, that is the Rashba. It's a story that's come up in the past. I mentioned that Rev Burstein, who's one of the heads of the organization PUA in Eretz Yisrael, so he told me that he, when he spoke in my shul in Woodmere one time, so he said that when he was doing his shimush for Taras Mishpacha, so he said he used to sit there, and the phone used to come, and he used to answer the phone, and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu used to be sitting next to him, and after he gave the answer, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu used to tell him if he passed him correctly or not. Very pressurized situation. So he said one time, there was a woman who called up, and she started saying, worrying about it was after the mikvah, and she was worried, she was always very nervous about finding a chatzitza after she went to the mikvah. So the Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, he sees, I guess he recognizes the voice over the phone, who's talking to Rav Burstein, so he says, oh, is it that woman? Tell her Zemenat Tapuach. Tell her it's from the apple. You know what he was talking about, but he said, okay, Zemenat Tapuach. So the woman's like, okay, thank you very much. So after he turns to his Rebbe, he says, what kind of Zemen HaTapuach is that? So Rebbe Chalio says, he said, you have to understand, this woman calls me every month. Every single month after she gets out of the mikvah. She's so worried and crazy that, was this, was that, this toe, and this. Every single month she calls me. So I told her, I gave her a psak. I gave her a psak that the second she comes out of the mikvah, she has to eat an apple. She has to eat an apple. So therefore, anytime there's any type of shash in the teeth and the this and the that, I just say Zemen HaTapuach. It's from the tabuch, it's from afterwards, and so she still calls me, but she's like, okay, fine. So she has that tliya afterwards. Again, that was a galus of a posek to know exactly how to help this woman out. But this is, issues of chatzitza, important halachas of chatzitza. The main question that a posek has to ask with any of these shilas of chatzitza after the mikvah, and these are serious shilas, if a woman calls from the mikvah, after the mikvah, the issue is, which type of chatzitza is it? Most of the time, if we could get it down to the third level of chatzitza, we can be mekel. So we know there are three levels of chatzitza. On a daraisa level, there's rubo makbid, covering most of the body, and a woman is makbid, or a man, if he's going to the mikvah, bisman and mikdash, is makbid for it. That is very unusual. Once a person is mostly covered in mud, or wearing a wetsuit, so rubo makbid hardly ever comes up. But the second did could come up very commonly. Either or. Rubo or makbid. Even if it's on a minority of the body, if the woman is makbid for it, so that's a din, that's a chatzitza derabanan. And we would make the woman go back to the mikveh in that case, if it's in that category. What we try to do is to get it down to the third category of miyut she'eno makbid, which is just tali on minhag, which is a minhag that we do l'chadchila. B'di'evah though, if a woman is at home, it's very serious to send a woman back to the mikveh. We try never to do it unless it's very, very clear. But most of the time, if a posik could get the chatzitza down to a miyachein or makpid, so then we say that the evidence is okay. That's just the minog lechatchila. Minog lechatchila. But anyway, that's this issues of chatzitza. But what the Rishonim discuss right here is, why don't we say, Tosfos says, exactly the question that you just asked, Tema asked Tosfos, just like we said, the answer is, hey, it's a problem with the knife and not with the animal, why don't we say that it is a problem with the where is it? Why don't we say mikvah Yisra'oi, vehema lo Yisra'oi? Where's the language? Tema, delek l'shnuye hachi ahi de mikvah. I'm sorry, the case elsewhere. Ahi de mikvah shenidav nimsa chaser. Not this case, the problem is with the person, right? Not with the mikvah. But there's a well-known case that's discussed in Yoredeya and Yisur in the first daf in Nida, where it says, let's say you have a mikvah, and you check at a certain point the mikvah, and it doesn't have the requisite shear. Mikvah shenim davenim sachaser. So there, what is the halacha? The halacha is that all taros that were done in this mikvah are l'mafreya tameos. T'kachaser l'fanecha. So why don't we say there too? Hami tamei al cheskaso. V'lo amrina mikvah Yisra'oi, adam lo Yisra'oi. Just like over here we say it's the knife, it's not the animal. Why don't we say there it's the mikvah and not the person? And therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. But in that case we say, we're betamei l'mafreya. That is the Shiloh that the Rishonim asked. Tosfos himself gives three answers. The other Rishonim give other answers. Tosfos says, Shani Hasab Dikla Memer Chaser Vasoi. Maybe mikvah is different. Because naturally, every time you use the mikvah, you lose a little bit. And also, it doesn't get lost in 1 second. Connected. It's over time. So therefore, maybe that's a different kind of case. And maybe it's Ovid Lihios. Every time a person goes out of the mikvah, he takes some water with him. Number one. Or the Odi Shlomar, maybe the point here is the Odi Shlomar, the Hakatame Mishum de Etzim Vadai Pogim. It's not such a suffix here. To say the skin did it, according to Rav Chisda, that's very uncommon. The Etzim, the bone, that's serious. And that's hard, and it's probably more of a Vadai than just a Chshash. So that's the second answer. Tosa gives another answer towards the end. Let's just do this one. The Odi Shlomar, third to last skinny line. Demali isyulid reyasa besaka, demali isyulid reyasa behema. Really, the Gemara should not be taken literally. It's not knife versus animal. Even though it sounds that way. But what does it mean, knife versus animal? El al karkal chachi kamar. This is what the Gemara really means. Sakin Israel pirish v'ika sveke tuva. When we say it's the knife, that means, because that means there are many svekas involved. What are the many svekas? Maybe it was ba'atzim nifgama, and even if it was ba'ar, it's a chance that the part of the knife that got the nick didn't shuck the animal. Even if it was ba'ar nifgama. So it's at least a svekas, says Tosfos. That's what it means, b'sakin nifgama. Not specifically sakin versus animal, but sakin means many svekas involved. Because it's one step removed. Mashekin, if it was behema, then there wouldn't be as many svekas, because you know there was a problem here. So therefore, don't compare it to the case of mikvah, where it's not just a din in something else. It's a din in many different svekas. Okay. One final ha'ara I wanted to make, and then we will move on. The Achronim discuss whether at a certain point, we spoke about checking the simanim, and then we're talking about checking the knife. What about checking the shochet? What if at a certain point we check the shochet, and the shochet does not know the halacha? Right, he fails a test in the middle. So the aguda, one of the Rishonim say, Shem batku eze shochet upodek, nimsa she'ini yodea hilcha shchita, ma'amidin eze shochet b'cheskaso she'yada, v'tolem she'achshav shachach. Same kind of thing, how far back do you go? So the aguda says, up until right now. We assume he knew it until right now. And the Rashba is not so, you know, into, not so makel. And the Rashba says, no. Who's that? If he doesn't know, then why should he be included in the Rov Mitzvah Nesho Shechita Mumchen Hein? We see he doesn't know the halacha. So there's a halacha, you have to matrif everything in the past. As Bachlokas we showed him, the Ramah makes Shalom. The Ramah makes a Pshar, and the Ramah says this in Yoradei and Siman Aleph. The Ramah says, it depends if he had Rishus. And he had, and he was not the Rishus. If he got Smicha, whatever the case may be, if he had Rishus to Shecht. So if he had Rishus, then we assume he knew it at some point, because whoever gave him the Rishus would have checked, and now he forgot it. But if he's just Shechting without any type of Rishus, so then you have to go backwards. So he makes Shalom between the Rashba and the Aguda, that's the Ramah, in the beginning of Yoradeya. That's an important, so we check, you have to, in terms of checking the knife, and checking the animal, and checking the Shochet. Right, it's all to happen, or the halach is that the shochet has to constantly review. Right. He has to take CME credits. So I'm a wife of a doctor, so that's the, so he has to take, right, continuing, education, CSE credits, right, continuing shchita education. But again, that's 100% true. Right, Rav Melech Shechter told me that once that, the shochtim in the 1800s, they knew prima gadim and the Tfuo Shar, on Chulin and Yoradei, they do it by heart. I'm sure do it by heart. It's just it's not that Shochet and Bezanas, they also have to know the halacha. But they I'm sure they constantly chazer and chazer and chazer. That's what anyone who's involved in any area of halacha has to do that. But yeah, okay. Let's continue now. Meisvei. Six lines from the bottom. Meis filos, again, relating to Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. If you check the knife afterwards, there was a problem. So what do you say? So shachar es aveshev akach nishpata agar geres. What happens if I did the shchita, if I shechted one of the simanim? I shechted the veshet, and then nishpata agar geres. The other simin becomes dislodged. All right, let's go with what the Bahag said was, Ikur yesterday, right? The Hagen Tosfos. So, what happens if that happens? So, if it got dislodged after the Shechita Kshir, it's Kasher. Why? We're talking about Shechitas Of here. How much Shechitas Of? Shechitas Of is one simon. It's the first mission of the next parak, Daf Chav Zayin. So Shechitas Of only needs one simon. So if you shecht it properly, and then the other simon gets dislodged, so then it's fine, it's kosher. Nishmadak Ageres V'yachar Shachar Zaveshet Psula. But if the opposite happened, if one simon gets dislodged, and then you shecht Pasul, even though you shechted one simon, you still shechted one simon, but the halacha l'moshe b'sinai is that you have to shecht an animal with two simanim. If one of the simanim is dislodged beforehand, then it's already a treifa. It's already a treifa, and the shechita does not work. Shachar zaveshe v'nimsa hagargeres shmuta v'enu yodeya. If kodem shechita nishmata v'lachar shechita nishmata, what if it's a safek? The safek exactly when it got dislodged. Zeha yamaisa v'amru kol safek b'shechita pasul. This was the maisa, we pasled it. You have to be machmir that it was nishmat before the shechita. So the Gemara says, "Kol savik b'shchita asu yemai." What's this general lashon? Any savik b'shchita is pasul. Just say pasul. It must be including another case. So what's it including? Is it an including our case? My lav lo suya ki agavna. Isn't it including our case where you found the knife to be nifgam after the shchita, and therefore you have to be machmir? Isn't that a raya to Rav Huna? Kasha and Rav Chisda. So where it says lo la asuye safik shah safik daras. No, the case is talking about a case of safik. You're not sure if shihia or drasa were done by the other psulim. Why aren't those said? Because those are nikar afterwards. You can't say safik chalada because you can see how the animal's neck was shechted. So that's that you can't have a safik chalada or a safik hagrama. Right, because you see where it was shechted. Was it in or out of where it was supposed to be? So, but like Shah, Savik Dares, that you cannot tell afterwards. So that's the case that it is including. No kasha on Rav Chisda. Umayshna, Sadeh Gemara says, so why by those cases would we say pasul? While we're saying, don't compare this to Rav Huna's case and Rav Chisda's case. But Rav Chisda would be makel. What's the difference if you find a knife that was nifkami afterwards and we can be makel there while here we're we pasul? So hasam is yelida be'reyasa be'behema hacha sakin esroi be'hema lo esroi, like we said earlier. And if you take Tosfos's interpretation, here there are more sfeikas. Maybe it happened afterwards, even if it happened before, maybe you didn't shecht it on the nick, so there are many more sveikos here. Period. fascinating that Rashi, and Rashi, I mentioned before, he paskins more in Chulin than elsewhere. Look what he says here. Second line. Says, I'm sorry, let's do one more line of the Gemara, then we'll do Rashi. V'hilchta kavasi de Rav Huna. The halacha is like Rav Huna, meaning l'chumra. If you find the knife nifkam afterwards, you assume that the previous one was a problem. Kishelo shiber ba'etzem. The halacha is like Rav Huna, if he didn't break bones afterwards, then you have to be worried it was ba'or nifkama. V'hilchta kavasi de Rav Chizda. Kishel shiber ba'etzem. And the halacha is like Rav Chizda, le kula, if he broke bones later in the day. Right, so that was a middle psak. Two more lines. Mechlad Rav Chizda avagav deloshi Rav Etzem el b'may ifkam. But it sounds like, oh, we paskin like Rav Chizda only if he broke bones later in the day. So Vasha, that Rav Chizda himself holds it across the board. So he holds that you can be makel even if you didn't break bones. So el b'may ifkam. So how did it break? How did the animal get a nick? So ema b'etzem demafrekas ifkam. It must be that maybe Rav Chizda says you're allowed to be choshesh that it broke, the animal got a nick right after the shechita, that the shochet continued going into the back bone of the animal, like the spine of the animal, and therefore that's how it broke. So right after the shechita, it kind of broke it, right? That's what we do by Egla Rufa, that's what we break first. But Arifa. But that is Rav Chizda's. Rav Chizda's makel even etzem afrekas ifkam. But we don't pasken that way. We don't go so far le kula. We don't go so far le kula. 2 points. Number one, Rashi here says, as I said, second line. Rashi says the halacha is like Rav Huna that were choshesh that it was ba'or nifkam. And Rashi says va'al yadi hayamaisa. It happened to me. V'horoli Rabbeinu Yaakov bar Yakar ba'of le'isar. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Yakar paskin le'isar in this case. Fine. What's the chiddush of Rashi? So some achronim say it was ba'of. Ba'of. Of is even of is even more thin and soft. So you might have said ba'of for really choshesh bar nifkama. So yeah, that's the chiddush of Rashi. Even ba'ar. Number one. Number two, if you look in the Sharm Zayin Balachi, he just quotes the 20 places in Shas where Rashi quotes various Rebbeim of his. And he quotes this was one of Rashi's Rebbeim. Rabbi Yaakov bar Yakar was one of Rashi's Rebbeim, and he quotes him right here. Point number one, that was a psak of Rashi. Point number two, the Rashba here says, yeah, the Rashba and the Ritva, a lot of time I'm quoting for the Rashba. The Rashba is a little more expansive on Chulin than the Ritva. The Ritva is a little more skinny. The Rashba says that his two days, whether you have to know Vadai that the Shochet went through to the Etzem Afrekas or not. What if you don't know? But there's a chash that he might have gone too far. Not too far, just further, and as their choshesh. See, it's 2 days here. Nira shehu mefaresh, eman b'negiyaso b'etzem afrekas ifkam, v'hu sheyodim bo shenaga b'etzem afrekas, aval lo yadinon inaga b'etzem afrekas alo, even Rav Chizda would be moda that is possible, or not. He says it sounds like, you don't have to know for sure. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara, says the Rashba, even though logically, it's a big chiddush, but he says, Vade mashba d'shamei l'Rav Chizda afilu b'shelo shavar, emar amr l'shmaitza, mishim d'talinon, dilma naga b'etzem afrekas. So, he's nota to be even more makel for Rav Chizda, that you don't even have to know for sure, but you're allowed to be choshesh that in certain cases. Fine. So this is Machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, and we paskin the middle approach. So Havi Uvda, now with some stories. There was a story, Vitarav Rav Yosef at Tleser Chevasa. There was a story in Rav Yosef trafed up 13 animals. That was shechted, and after the 13th animal, you found the knife to have a nick in it. He trafed up all 13 animals. So Gemara says, who was he following? Who's Shita? Kiman, Rav Huna. V'yafilu b'kamaisa. Was he following Rav Huna Shita? And he asered, and he trafed up even the first one? Because even the first one, and when it says 13, there were 13 here. So is that who he was holding like? So Gemara says, lo. Rav Chizda ulabar mikamaisa. It could have been that he holds like Rav Chizda, and it was the last 13. It was the last 12, or whatever it was, not the first one. Because it could be the first one was okay because we're choshesh that it happened after the first one. So the first one would have been okay. So either you could suggest that it was like Rav Chizda, and the first one's okay. Or maybe we would say it has to be Rav Huna Shita that he's possibly like. Why? De'ika Rav Chizda, michdi mitzla talinan. If it's Rav Chizda, we know Rav Chizda is always tola lahakel. So who says he's tola lahakel that, it happened in the first etzem hamafrekes, mimai de be'etzem de mafrekes te kamaisa ifgam, doma be'etzem de mafrekes de basraisa ifgam. It could very well be that Rav Chizda himself would be even more makel. We're saying that he trafed up 13 animals, But maybe Rav Chisda would say that none of them are treif. Why? Because maybe it happened in the Etzem HaMafrekes of the last animal. So, different days in the Gemara, who the story of Rav Yosef, who was he paskening like? Was he paskening like Rav Huna or Rav Chisda? Because Rav Chisda might be even more mako and hold that it was the last one. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha, Brei D'Ravel Rav Ashi. Rav Kahana new statement. Rav Kahana Matzrich B'dikusa Bein Kol Chada V'Chada. Rav Kahana needs, some Rishonim say, it's just good advice. Lav Dafka, that it's a need. Maybe it's just good advice, because if you check the afterwards and there's a problem, then you're only going to be able to go back to your prior bedika. That's why it might be good advice. But he says that you have to check between each animal. Kawai, Kiman, who is he going like? Rav Huna, Velumisa, Kamaisa. Is he following Rav Huna? Because he's saying if you don't check afterwards, so then even the previous one is going to be a problem? Is that who he says? You have to check between each one because even the previous one is going to be a problem? So where's his low? Rav Chisda, Lakshri Basra, he says, Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, because if you don't check, then the following ones could be a problem. This is not going with the previous line of the Gemara of the Michdi Lashon, that it can be makel totally, but it's following the first version of Rav Chisda, who says you have to be worried that it was in the Etzem HaMafrekes of the first animal. Period. Right. That's the 2 days in the Gemara.
In the same
Rav Chisda. How makel is he? Well, it's a different svaris. Is this how wide ranging is his kula? Is it a din of always be as makel as you can, or is it as you're allowed to be a little makel? Right, the first one, but you're always choshesh about the etza. So Gemara says, Ihachi, 1 second. If you're telling me that that the bedika is for, Rav Chisda would say you have to check in order to be for the next animal. So Rav Chisda's checking after is really a checking for the next one. So Tiboy Nami Bedikas Chacham. So another halacha is you have to show your knife to a chacham beforehand. Forget the animal. The shoche checks the simanim. But the knife is shown to a chacham. So why don't we say that between each animal you should have to bring the knife to a chacham? So Gemara answers, Eidecha Nema Bisurin. Shas topic. Eidecha Nema Bisurin, and therefore we could trust the shoche to check the knife. So before we get back to that, let's continue. First, Ihachi Meikar Nami Lo. So, fine, even originally, in terms of checking the knife originally, you shouldn't have to bring it to a chacham. Just say, Yidecha Nema Bisurin. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Amru Laharu Sakin L'chacham, Ela Bepnei Kvodo Shel Chacham. You're right. Me'ikar Adim, we should say, Yidecha Nema Bisurin, but we want to give covet to the chacham, and therefore, we say that it should be shown to a chacham. And Achronim say that the chacham should not be mochel on his covet in this case. Because it should be a separate category of bedika that the chacham should check before the shechita is done. They should keep that. Okay, period. So again, we just could spend a couple of shiurim on this, but just what's here? Rashi here quotes, what's the source? What's the source for Edech HaNem HaBisurin? So Rashi here quotes one source, other Rishon quote another source. Rashi here says, shechita. The Torah says that a person can do shechita. Look at Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines. Edech HaNem HaBisurin, to call Yachid V'Yachid Hem into Torah, V'Zavachta Mi'Bakarcha, you shall shecht your bakar, U'Mitzoncha, and from your sheep. And it says, V'Shachat Es Ben HaBakar, shechita by Karbanos, V'Achli Kohanim Al-Yado, one Kohen is allowed to shecht, or even in Yisrael, Shechita Kshir Bizar, right, a person is allowed to shecht, and everybody else is allowed to eat from there. Why is that? Must be Edech HaNem HaBisurin. V'Lo Es Kiku L'Hamid Eid HaBedavar. In every context where an Isser might be involved, we don't require witnesses. V'litzricha Torah Eidim Ela, important line in Rashi, the Torah only requires Eidim Ela La'onesh Mamon, Omisas Bezdin, Ula Arayos. Right? For outside of Yisurim. For Mamonis, for Arayos, for Onshim, for Malkus, you always need two. Right? So therefore, Rashi, what's the sort of Eidech HaNem HaBisurin? Shechita. Rashi says here. If you look at other Rishonim, here and in Gittin Daf Beis, right, if you look in the Rashba, right here, he says, the more famous source, and that is Hilchas Nida, V'Safrala La'atzma, says the Rashba, Gabi Isha, V'Safrala La'atzma, Alma, Eidech HaNem HaBisurin, Kalvachomer Me'isha. Right, so that is two different sources for Eidech HaNem HaBisurin. Other Rishonim, if you look in Rashi elsewhere, in Yevamis, Daf Peches, Rashi says it's a Svara. How would you live if you can't trust people? You wouldn't be able to eat in anybody's house. You wouldn't be able to... So maybe it's even a type of svara. So different sources given, and sometimes a svara given, different sources in the Mefarshim, in the Rishonim. Okay, end of that sugya. New topic. new, I mean, related topic, but now, the rest of today's Amud, we're going to have, what's the source that you follow Chazaka? Tomorrow's Daf, what's the source that you follow Rov? Right, that's the Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph and Chulin. Got some major Shas topics coming up right here. We just had Yechanam of Yisurin, now we have Chazaka. Amar Shmur Bar Achmeini, Amar Bionasan. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Minoha Milsa Damar Rabbanan, Uki Milsa Chazaka. How do you know what the Rabbanan tell us? It's a Din D'Oraisa. But the Rabbanan explained the Din D'Oraisa, you're allowed to follow Chazaka. How do you know that? Just the Ha'ara. Just the Ha'ara. The Chassam Sofer. It's a major Ha'ara. You gotta think about what the answer to this Ha'ara is. But he says, it's interesting that the Gemara says elsewhere, Ma'amid Al-Cheskaso. Uki Achazaka. That's the language. Establish it and stand it up based on its Chazaka. And by Rov, what's the Lashon? Holchin Achar Harov. What's the difference between those? It doesn't say Ukmei Arov. You don't say that. And you don't say Holchin Achar Chazaka. It's Ukmei Achazaka and Holchin Achar Harov. What does that tell us about how Rov works and how Chazaka works? Interesting that Chassam Sofer's Ha'ar right here, he has one pshat in it, but just that Ha'ar is a very important Ha'ar, that we say Ukmei Achazaka and Holchin Achar Harov. Okay, it might relate to how much is it a Svara, how much is it a Xeris HaKasif, which many discuss. How we're about to find a makar for a chazaka. Does that mean that without this following makar, we wouldn't have relied on chazaka? Relying on chazaka is not logical. Cheskas iser, chazaka de meikara. That's not logical? Or is it logical, or once the Torah tells us? Or we're not sure. It's logical and it's not logical. That's a question in the Achronim. What exactly we would have said without this source? But what is that? What is the source? Amr Shmuel ben Achmeini, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Amr Krav, Yatzakon, Amna Bayis, Al Pesach HaBayis, the Kohen goes out. This is by Bayis HaMenuga. Bayis HaMenuga, one of the three cases which one Manda Amr in Sanhedrin says never happened. Bayis HaMenuga, Betzor Amor, Irani Dachas. Those three, at least according to one Manda Amr. By each one of those, there's a Machlokas. They say, no, it for sure happened. Right, one day somebody says, I was at a Betzor Amor's Kefir. Right, but according to one month, Amar Bayis HaMenuga never happened. But that's the source here. The Kohen goes out of the house, the Hisker is a Bayis Shavas Yamim, and he declares the house tummy for 7 days. What do you mean? The Dilma Adenafik Va'asa Batzal Ishire. How do I know that he should be Matami? It may be on his way out. During that time, it got smaller, and there's not enough of a shear to make it a Bayis HaMenuga. El Olav Mishum Da Amrinan Uki Achazkei. Right, it must be that you rely on Chazaka, that it was this amount, so you assume this is still the case. Esh Rabbi Chanan, and Kovas Ha'aretz, and Simenai, and Gimel, Isser Mitum Alo Yalfinan. How do you learn from Abayis HaMenuga? We say that many times. So Rabbi Chanan says that Yisod Gadol. Rabbi Chanan says, you only don't learn Isser from Tumah, or vice versa, when it's a specific halacha related to any of those contexts. But if it's a generic type of law, it's universal, then you will learn one from the other. And Chazak is a universal generic type of law, and therefore, we would be able to learn from it. So, that's the source. Amaska Loravacha Bar Yaakov, is that really a good source? The Dilma Koncha Yasa Derech HaChorav, the Kachazi Lekinafak. Maybe he walked out of the house backwards. See, there's no Chazak, he sees it until the second he walks out. So, the Gemara says, no, Amalei Abayi Shtei Chubas Pedavri. No, two problems with that. Chada, the Yitzir Derech HaChorav Lo Shmo Yitzia. The Torah says, V'yatza. V'yatza, that's not a Yitzia. It's not just about getting out, but it's about going out. Going out means a halachic yitzia, which is straight. You have to go out normally. You can't go out backwards. Number one. The od achori adelf baikel meimar. What are you going to tell me if it's behind the door? So even if he goes out backwards, there are places that he won't be able to see. And if there's a nega there, he's got to be matamid based on chazaka, so it's still a raya. Still a raya. And if you want to tell me, maybe he breaks a hole in the wall and makes a window so he can see everywhere. He goes out straight, but before he's Matami, he looks through the window. See, that's the case. The Hotznan, we say, no, that's no good. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Negaim, as you would have expected, Bayis Beis Afel, if you have a dark house, it posted B'chalonos, L'Rosh says Nigo. You're not allowed to break open windows to see the Nega. You have to use just natural, exactly how it is in its natural state. So you're not allowed to make windows. So therefore, we say, so if there's a, you have to walk out straight, and you can't break up a window, so it must be a raya. It must be that you're relying on chazaka. It must be you're relying on chazaka. I saw in the Magalei Shas, just the one chassidish shavuot of the day, that he says, when the base afel in poskin lo chalonos liros is nigo. So al pi musar, when a kohen has to go see the negoyim, so the nega always reflects a fault of the person. So a kohen has to realize he shouldn't look for other faults in the person. If there's a certain problem, Ain't posting chalonos lo resinika. Don't break open windows to try to research and see what's in front of you is in front of you. Just look at what's in front of you. You don't have to search for other problems. Ain't posting chalonos lo resinika. Okay. So Amalei Rava finishing up. 1 second. Dekami zia derech achorav. Abaya, you had a problem. You said, he can't go out backwards. Lo shma yitzia. What about the Kohen Gadol going out of the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur? We know he goes out backwards. And the Torah calls that V'yatza. T'chsiv be'yitzia. V'tznan v'yatza u'balo derech knisaso. Right? It's pasnish. It's improper to go out to turn your back on the Aron. So he goes out backwards there too. And the Torah calls that V'yatza. So what's so bad? Maybe he goes out backwards there too. U'taka amrit beis afel e'poskol l'chalon as says nigo. And you also have the problem with the beis avel. You can't open the windows? Maybe that's only where there was no cheskas tumah yet. That's where you cannot create a cheskas tumah based on opening windows. But if he's already a mitzora, if it's already a nega, maybe you're allowed to see if it's still a nega. So maybe you would be allowed to open windows in this case. So that's why Rav is not so sure about Abaye's objections, and therefore he might argue on the source of Chazaka. You know what? Let's stop here at Tanya. We'll continue about Hashem tomorrow in getting into the sugyas of Rov. Sugyas of Rov, and we will stop here. The parsha was given last night. I hope it's either up already or it will be up sometime soon.